with the last word of Jesus from the cross. The cross and Calvary fall silent to human ears. But it doesn't fall silent to human eyes and hearts. It continues to preach with ineffable eloquence. No wonder why St. Paul was able to say, "We proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." The silent crucifix is indeed God's power and wisdom, and it preaches still. This word of God is indeed a two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. The word of God is not meant just to be heard, but to live, to be lived. As Jesus spoke in these words to us tonight, we ask Him, by the power of His passion, death, and resurrection, to help us to live them. The early Christians would always sing a hymn to Christ on the cross. And the dramatic part of that was, "Salve crux spes unica." Hail, O cross, our only hope. Without what Jesus did on the cross, we would all be goners. But without our picking up our cross every day and following Him and learning how to suffer, learning how to love, learning how to be with Him on the cross, we also are goners. Today, this Friday we call good, is the day in which we learn how to carry even crosses as signs of triumph to heaven. Ave crux spes unica nostra. Amen.